Every seat was filled at a recent gala dinner for Jules Feiffer, as fellow artists, writers, playwrights, and other members of the New York intelligentsia gathered to honor him with the School of Visual Arts Master Communicator Award. It's one of many top prizes Feiffer has accepted over the course of his half-century-long career.
Jules Feiffer is one of the masters of satire in the United States in the 20th century.
Steve Heller is co-chair of the School of Visual Arts Design Program and a longtime colleague.
What Jules did in the post-war era was take satire out of the political world and bring it into the internal world. He internalized politics as well as social issues, as well as cultural issues. And he saw it through his lens, which was a New Yorker's neurotic Jewish lens. Prior to that, while there was a lot of acerbic work going on, it was never so personally approached. Jules looked inside of himself and dragged it all out and put it on the paper and made it hilarious.
Jules Feiffer was born in the Bronx in 1929. He had a lonely childhood, which he filled by reading the comics of the day and by drawing his own. Indeed, his main early influences were newspaper comics and radio comedy.
Listening to these old radio shows, which were all about timing and pauses and saying the payoff line at exactly the right moment. So I learned how to pay off in a comic strip, how to leave a blank panel, or how to use an expression. Basically the craft that let you do the work through a kind of sleight of hand that the reader wasn't aware of, that made your point.
When Feiffer began his adult career in the early 1950s, he hoped to become a mainstream cartoonist, penning action and adventure strips like the ones he'd loved growing up. He found he did not have the knack for that kind of drawing. But he was inspired by a new kind of one-panel cartoon being developed by young artists like Saul Steinberg and William Steig for The New Yorker magazine and other urbane publications. Unlike traditional cartoons, whose only point was a punchline, these drawings explored nuances of character that offered insights as well as laughs.
These insights showed me that, wait a minute, you can use cartoons to tell the truth, about people. They don't have to be full of action. They don't have to be adventure. They don't have to be gags. They can be like the fiction I read.
Feiffer got his first regular strip at the Village Voice, a lively alternative newspaper in New York's Greenwich Village. It was a neighborhood with a large artistic community that was culturally at odds with mainstream America, at least as it was idealized in popular culture. Two of his characters, the dancer, a willowy long-haired innocent in leotards, a type well known in the village of those days, and Bernard Mergendealer, a neurotic victim hero, resonated deeply with Feiffer's growing audience, Steve Heller among them.
It was exactly like Freudian analysis, except cheaper.
In today's media climate, a person's inner life is considered fair grist for the media mill. But in the 1950s, insecurity and anxiety and just about anything to do with sex were considered off-limits.
So when I started my work in The Voice, the initial reaction after the first month or so was people stopping me not to tell me how good or funny it was or how much they enjoyed the wit. It was, how did you get that into print? They didn't know, these urban college graduates, that they had First Amendment rights. So what I learned early on was to make the unrepresented feel represented. And I think that had a lot to do with my sudden success, because it was like a breath of fresh air.
Over his long career, Feiffer has blown that fresh air into some dark corners of the American experience. He earned an Oscar in 1961 for his animated short called Monroe. Feiffer was also renowned for his biting portrayals of Presidents Lyndon Johnson and Richard Nixon and their conduct of the Vietnam War. In 1986, he won the Pulitzer Prize for editorial cartooning. He has also written major plays with political themes. But as Feiffer has aged, his focus has shifted to children's books. He says children's books, such as The Man on the Ceiling, A Room with a Zoo, and Bark George, allowed his playfulness to emerge. Feiffer hopes to connect with his readers on their own terms.
Because what kids hate most is to be lectured at. And we dismiss kids and disparage kids and can't take kids very seriously. So when I was going to address them in kids' books, I was going to take them seriously, but also with a sense of fun, but not as other authors have, where the joke is on the kid, but where the joke is on the grown-ups.
At 78, Jules Feiffer has, as one newspaper profile put it, slowed to a gallop. He has just illustrated a book called The Long Chalkboard and Other Stories, authored by his wife, the journalist Jennifer Allen, and he's hard at work on a new Broadway musical. For American Profiles, this is Adam Phillips in New York.